A Labour MP has written to the Chief Constable, raising concerns about a PSNI appeal to the Supreme Court. Police are seeking to challenge a court ruling about the powers they used to seize material from the loyalist blogger Jimmy Bryson. Kate Hoey is that Labour MP. She says that the PSNI's appeal could have ramifications for journalists across the UK. I began by asking her why she'd written to the Chief Constable.
Well, I've written because I think it's quite important that people understand what the PSNI is doing in their name in terms of paying. They have lodged an appeal against a judgment that was given in favour of Mr. Bryson in a couple of months ago. It was relating to the seizure of some journalistic materials, so very similar to the Loughran Island case, where journalistic materials were seized illegally and the court ruled that. Now, the PSNI have now taken the decision under the previous Chief Constable, just before he left, to appeal this to the Supreme Court in London. Now, of course, that will cost a lot of money, but the money really is a side issue. The important issue to me is that this is trying to actually make it more difficult for journalists to work. It's actually a real threat to the freedom of the press. And the way the PSNI have vouched it in their appeal is that they see this as a very much wider issue than just Northern Ireland. So it actually refers to the United Kingdom. So I think this is important, and I think the new Chief Constable should be looking at this and perhaps changing the view of the previous Chief Constable.
But many of our listeners will find the detail of this story complicated, but they will also think that the police have got to be able to seize, if they suspect a crime, material from any citizen in Northern Ireland, including journalists. So where does the balance lie?
Absolutely, and that is there at the moment. But the protection that was given in the Northern Ireland in the legislation was specifically put in to protect journalists. It doesn't mean that seizure can't happen, but it has to be done through a county court process and a legal process that is not just allowing any officer at any time on any other allegation to then seize the material when they know that there is journalistic material involved. I mean, some of the material that was taken, obviously, at the Loughran Island inquiry was very, very important. Some of the material that was taken from Mr. Bryson was relating to the Kingsmill atrocity. So it's not that anyone, of course, every individual has to be subject to the law and if they've done anything illegal. But it wasn't even the police seizing this. It was in the case of Mr. Bryson, it was the Security Industry Authority and the PSNI allowed them then to take those documents, send them over to their head office in Canary Wharf. And yet some of those documents they wouldn't give to the coroner in the Kingsmill inquiry. So it's an issue of principle, really, for me. It's not about Mr. Bryson in particular. It's not about Loughran Island in particular. It's actually about whether the PSNI and this are using these cases and this particular case to actually get more powers that long-term, I think, would be detrimental to freedom of the press.
So how do you think it should work? Is it not the case that the police usually gather material and then a judge decides what's journalistic and what's not?
There is a process led down, which I think in both Loughran Island and the Mr. Bryson case were not followed. And that is important. And therefore, when they lost the case in the High Court in Northern Ireland and said that it had been seized illegally, they should have accepted that and accepted that the next time they had to do it properly. But they didn't do it properly. And instead of accepting that, they have now decided to appeal it on a grounds to the Supreme Court, where I'm pretty confident they'll actually lose. But that's, you know, the principle is, why are they appealing this? Why, you know, given all the other issues the PSNI is dealing with at the moment, and, you know, they're not particularly popular for all sorts of reasons at the moment from some elements and some communities, it seems to me rather silly that the new Chief Constable hasn't looked at this and said, why are we doing this? Let's stop this. Let's stop it now.
I note that while the court determined what it did, it did not quash the warrants.
It didn't quash the warrants, but that's not really the point. The point is that they said they were illegally served. They should not have been served in the first place.
And was that not just a technicality? Mr. Justin McCluskey said the impugned warrants should, as a matter of law, have been sought and procured under Article 11 of PACE rather than Article 10. So is this not just a technicality? What's the danger in this?
Well, the problem is technicalities can be used for other in other circumstances that are actually very detrimental to the freedom of the press and also the public being understanding and being told things. You know, there is always a tendency in most public bodies to try and hide things until they're actually forced to come out with whatever they've been trying to hide. And this, you know, technicalities are important when it comes to the law. And I think most people will think that if you've been found that you have done something technically wrong in a court, why should you appeal it to the Supreme Court in London?
So what next? What are you going to do next? You've written to the Chief Constable.
Yeah, I've written to the Chief Constable. I've also copied it to the Secretary of State and to the Prime Minister because I think it is a UK issue, and I think the National Union of Journalists certainly would be very interested in this and be very concerned about it. I presume the NUJ in Northern Ireland would be as well, but certainly the NUJ in England will. And I imagine that they will use the legal process now to try and actually not answer any of the questions and simply say that it's a legal issue and they can now hide under that. But I wanted to raise it because I think it's important. And when we do eventually, if they go ahead to the Supreme Court, I think people will look back and say, why on earth did the PSNI be allowed to behave like this?
Well, joining me now is the legal expert Joshua Rosenberg. Listening to that, where does this case stand at the moment, Joshua? Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. The case is currently a case that is before the Supreme Court in the sense that both sides are applying for permission to appeal to the Supreme Court. The Chief Constable is, and so is Mr. Bryson. Now, the court in Northern Ireland, the Divisional Court, has certified that the case raises a point of law of general public importance. I mention that because unless there is a point of law of general public importance, the Supreme Court simply won't hear the case. Well, that's been done, and it's now for the Supreme Court to decide whether it wants to hear this appeal.
And can you summarise this for ordinary lay people so that they understand what is at stake here?
When somebody is under investigation by the police, they have greater protection if they fall into certain categories, a lawyer, for example, maybe a priest, but crucially in this case, if they are journalists, the police have to take additional steps before they can get permission to search somebody's premises. In particular, as Kate Hoey was saying, they have to use a procedure which involves going to a county court judge in Northern Ireland. They have to give notice to the journalist. The journalist can challenge it. And the idea is to protect journalists. If there is no journalism involved, they simply go to a lay magistrate and get a court order much more easily. So the question in this case is really whether Mr. Bryson is a journalist, but there's a much more important point involved, which is that this case was not, according to the police, anything to do with his journalism. The police say they had absolutely no interest in his journalistic material. This case was an investigation into allegations of unlicensed door staff, what I'd call bouncers, at licensed premises in Newtownards. And the police say they had absolutely no interest in it. And they say that the detective constable who applied for the search warrant was not aware that there might be journalistic material there. Now, the police lost on that point because whatever the particular police officer may have known, the police force as a whole, as a corporate body, knows perfectly well that Jamie Bryson is a blogger and therefore claims to be a journalist on that basis. So that's the issue there. But the crucial question, I think, for the Supreme Court is not about the rules relating to journalists. The question that has been certified by the Divisional Court in Northern Ireland is it unlawful for the police to just go to a magistrate in circumstances where they're not looking for journalistic material, even though the force as a whole should know there's a realistic possibility that materials to be found on the premises may contain journalistic material.
And in the case of Jimmy Bryson, has he essentially potentially exposed a loophole here where you don't necessarily need to be a paid journalist in the traditional sense to benefit from the protection for journalists?
I think that is an important issue in the case. He, of course, is a blogger and a well-known blogger, but when the Police and Criminal Evidence Act was drawn up, it was 1984, and Northern Ireland legislation is similar. Obviously, it was long before the internet, long before anybody could be a journalist, anybody could be a blogger, anybody could say things on Twitter. And I don't think the legislation has been brought up anywhere in the United Kingdom. I don't think it's been brought up to date to reflect the fact that anybody can work as a journalist. And I think that does raise an important issue. Whether it's an issue which the UK Supreme Court is going to take on is a matter that remains to be seen. But the narrow issue before the court, the narrow issue that's been certified by the Northern Ireland Court, is not this issue of who is a journalist. It's simply whether the police need to go through the more arduous, demanding procedures under Article 11 of the law rather than the straightforward procedures under Article 10 if there's somebody that they're investigating but they're not investigating their journalistic activities.
Okay. Josh Rosenberg, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.